One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of the heartland, it is I, Blake Winchester, the voice of the free, the torchbearer of American truth, and the bane of soy-drinking globalists everywhere. Welcome back to the one and only Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show, where we don't just uncover the truth, we drag it kicking and screaming into the light. Now, let me ask you something, folks. Have you ever wondered why the mainstream media, yes, those puppets of the leftist elite, always seem to lose interest in certain stories? Oh, they'll give you wall-to-wall coverage of celebrities adopting rescue poodles or the latest TikTok dance craze, but when it comes to real issues, the kind that threaten the very fabric of this great nation, suddenly they're quieter than a Prius at a stoplight. Case in point, this so-called missing socialite story that I stumbled across earlier this week. A wealthy heiress vanishes from her gated mansion. Poof, gone without a trace. And what do the media say? It's a private matter. A private matter. Oh, sure, because when you or I go missing, the FBI just shrugs and says, "Don't worry about it, folks. They'll turn up after brunch." But don't you worry, patriots, because I am not like those spineless latte-drinking reporters. No, sir. This smells fishier than the tofu aisle at Whole Foods, and my God-given gut instinct, honed by years of eating my mom's all-American meatloaf, tells me there's more to this story than meets the eye. I've been blessed, friends, blessed with the ability to see the connections that others refuse to see. Connections that lead us to the truth. And And let me tell you something about the truth. It's not pretty. The truth is a scrappy, battle-hardened underdog, just like me, fighting its way through a gauntlet of avocado toast and communist propaganda. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's this. The truth doesn't just set you free. It sets the world on fire. And I've got the matches. So buckle up, America, because today we're diving deep into the murky waters of conspiracy, corruption, and yes, possibly aliens. This is bigger than you think, folks. This is about a battle for the soul of our nation. And who better to fight it than Blake Winchester, your humble yet supremely qualified defender of liberty? Stay with me, patriots. It's about to get real. Now, let's get into the facts. The kind of facts the mainstream media wouldn't dare touch with a 10-foot pole. The missing heiress in question, who we'll call Margot Vanderbilt Astor III, for the sake of simplicity, disappeared under very suspicious circumstances. I've done my homework, folks, and I'm telling you, this isn't just some rich lady taking a sabbatical in the Swiss Alps. No, this has all the hallmarks of a high-level cover-up. First of all, her last known whereabouts, a private gala hosted by, get this, a vegan tech billionaire. Now, I'm not saying vegans are running the world, but have you noticed how they've infiltrated every corner of our lives? First, it was the avocado toast, then the oat milk, and now they're hosting secret gatherings where heiresses vanish into thin air. Connect the dots, people, and it doesn't stop there. I've uncovered, through my own impeccable sources, mind you, that this gala wasn't just a garden party. Oh, no. It was a networking event for elites. The kind of elites who are always plotting to strip away our freedoms while sipping imported kombucha. And guess what else was on the agenda that night? A keynote speech about sustainability and the future of global leadership. If that doesn't scream New World Order, I don't know what does. But here's where it gets even crazier. I've reason to believe, and I'll bet my limited edition American flag bolo tie on this, that the heiress's disappearance is directly tied to a shadowy cabal I've been tracking for years. I call them the Velour Mafia. These people are the ultimate power brokers, the puppet masters behind every avocado shortage and solar panel tax credit. And you better believe they don't like it when someone like me starts sniffing around. So where does this leave us, patriots? It leaves us standing at the edge of a rabbit hole so deep, so dark, that only someone with the fortitude of Blake Winchester, and perhaps the blessing of Donald J. Trump himself, can uncover what lies at the bottom. And let me tell you, I'm not just ready to jump down that rabbit hole. I'm bringing a flashlight, a megaphone, and a thermos of black coffee brewed with the tears of snowflakes. This isn't just about one missing woman. This is about the forces working to dismantle everything we hold dear as Americans. And I'll be damned if I let them get away with it. Now, let me tell you how this investigation truly began. Picture this. I'm sitting in my home office, surrounded by shelves of leather-bound copies of the Constitution and my autographed photo of Ronald Reagan. The first clue came to me in a flash of divine inspiration. Or maybe it was the fifth cup of coffee. Either way, I knew I couldn't do this alone. I needed to assemble a team. I reached out to my network of like-minded patriots. My sources are impeccable. One of them works at a Chick-fil-A, so you know they're trustworthy. With their help, I started gathering intel. We traced Margot's last known movements, digging into guest lists, social media posts, and, brace yourselves, actual physical mail. That's right, folks. I went old school because sometimes the answers are hidden where the algorithms can't reach. Our first breakthrough came when we found a photo of Margot at the gala. She wasn't just sipping kombucha and nodding along to speeches. No, she was talking to a man known only as the Green Baron. I know, it sounds like a villain from an old comic book. But this guy is real, and he's dangerous. He's been linked to everything from offshore wind farms to covert operations in the kale trade. If he's involved, you know it's bad news. And let me tell you, the more we dug, the stranger it got. Documents started disappearing from public records. Social media accounts went dark. It's as if someone or something was erasing her existence. But you can't erase the truth, folks. Not when Blake Winchester is on the case. But here's the thing, Patriots. The more I uncovered, the more I realized they were on to me. That's right. They know I'm getting close. How do I know? Simple. I started noticing the signs. First, my phone line crackled every time I mentioned the Velour Mafia on air. Coincidence? Not a chance. Then, a mysterious black SUV began parking outside my house. Could it be the FBI, the globalists, or, and I don't say this lightly, aliens? I wouldn't rule it out. Naturally, I took precautions. I've switched my wardrobe to include disguises, a cowboy hat and sunglasses one day, a trench coat, and a wig the next. You can't be too careful when the forces of evil are tracking your every move. My neighbor, bless her heart, thought I was just dressing up for fun. Oh, if only she knew the truth. And the paranoia doesn't end there, folks. I've started using burner phones, the kind you can pick up at a gas station, to communicate with my team. I even built a Faraday cage around my home office to block out their signals. Some people might call this excessive. I call it patriotism. Now let me tell you about my latest and greatest move, the sting operation to end all sting operations. Picture this, Patriots, my living room transformed into a high-tech surveillance hub. I set up mannequins, yes, mannequins, strategically placed to make it look like a full-blown gala was happening in my home. The pièce de résistance? A looped recording of indistinct chatter and classical music to mimic the ambient sound of a high society event. The bait? A forged invitation to the Winchester Gala, sent to a certain individual I suspected of being involved in Margot's disappearance. I won't name names yet, but let's just say this person has ties to both kale farming and wind energy subsidies. You can't make this stuff up. Now, did my suspect take the bait? Not exactly. Instead, my mailman walked right into the trap, looking for the package I forgot to leave on the porch. The look on his face when he saw those mannequins, priceless. But you know what they say. Even failed missions yield valuable intel. Undeterred, I moved on to phase two, infiltrating an actual elite gala, armed with a rented tuxedo, a fake accent, and a name badge that read Baron von Winchester. I slipped into the event unnoticed, or so I thought. Patriots, let me set the scene for you. Chandeliers dripping with crystals that probably cost more than my truck. Waiters serving hors d'oeuvres on plates so small they might as well be coasters. And a crowd full of people who looked like they had never done a day of hard work in their lives. The night started smoothly. I mingled, carefully dropping lines like, "Oh, you simply must try the truffle oil brie," and "I recently downsized my yacht collection," you know, to blend in. But then came the champagne. Now, I'll admit, I'm more of a Pabst Blue Ribbon man, but when in Rome, right? Turns out, champagne goes straight to your head when you're running on adrenaline and black coffee. Things took a turn during the keynote speech. I had planned to sit quietly in the back, observing. But when the speaker started waxing poetic about global energy equity and fair distribution of resources, I couldn't help myself. I stood up and shouted, "What about freedom fries? Are they next on the chopping block?" The room went silent. You could have heard a kombucha cork pop. Security descended quickly, but not before I grabbed a handful of cocktail shrimp and a napkin with what I swear was some sort of code written on it. Patriots. Was it a grocery list? Maybe. But it also might be the key to unraveling this entire conspiracy. So I let them escort me out, head held high, because sometimes You have to lose the battle to win the war. I'll be decoding that napkin later tonight. Who knows what truths it might reveal? Stay tuned, patriots. This isn't over. Not by a long shot. Now, this is where it all starts coming together. My investigations have uncovered ties that link Margot's family not just to the usual suspects, but to a trifecta of power. Big tech, Hollywood, and the vegan cheese manufacturers. That's right, folks. While you were worried about inflation and gas prices, these elites have been quietly conspiring to overthrow the cornerstones of American life, starting with dairy. This isn't just about swapping cheddar for cashew goo. No, this is part of a larger plot to enslave humanity through plant-based alternatives. If you control the cheese, you control the soul of a nation. That's a fact. And who could stop such a sinister plot? Only one man, patriots, Donald J. Trump. I firmly believe, no, I know, that he was sent by God as a divine protector of American freedom and lactose tolerance. It's no coincidence that his favorite meal is a cheeseburger. That's the kind of foresight we're dealing with here. Let me tell you something else, folks. I see myself as a humble soldier in Trump's army. In fact, this whole investigation reminds me of Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. Like Revere, I'm sounding the alarm, but instead of lanterns in a church tower, I've got this microphone and the unshakable truth. And I'll never forget the moment I knew Trump had chosen me for this mission. It was during a rally when he looked out into the crowd and, I swear, he pointed directly at me. Some say it was just a random gesture. I say it was destiny. So here we are standing on the precipice of the greatest battle of our time. And let me tell you, the Velour Mafia is terrified. Why? Because they know we're onto them. They know their plans for a one-world avocado government are about to be exposed. That's right, folks. I've pieced it all together. The vegan elites and Hollywood moguls are working with, wait for it, aliens. Together, they're plotting to replace every American staple with overpriced plant-based substitutes. Their ultimate goal? A world where guacamole is currency and freedom is just a distant memory. Why do you think we're seeing all the drones? But don't lose hope. We're not out of the fight yet. I need you, yes, you, to stay vigilant, spread the word, buy American cheese, and most importantly, prepare to rally behind Trump when he finally exposes this conspiracy in full. So, patriots, I leave you with this. Are you ready to fight for America's soul, or will you let the Velour Mafia sell it to the globalists? The choice is yours. Stay strong, stay loud, and as always, God bless America and Donald J. Trump.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. USI.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.